You will learn here in Acts 28 that they were called a barbarous people. Chapter 28, verse 2. And the barbarous people. Now, the word barbarous does not refer to their lack of civilization, but to a strange language which they spoke. You'll notice that it says in verse 2 that the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They took them in, they lit a fire, they sought to entertain them and help them through after their shipwreck and the cold, and they were kindly to them. So they were not a savage people, but they were a people of a different tongue.
And welcome to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church. Thank you for joining with us. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Today we're going to be looking at the Apostle Paul on the island of Miletus. We'll be beginning our study on the apostolic gifts Paul used on that island. He was bitten on the hand. He did not swell, or of course he did not die on that island as a result of that serpent. And he was able to exercise healing, which was the promise of Mark, that they would drink poison, not be harmed, that they would be able to heal. This was for the establishment of the gospel. Now, we want to put all of that into context, and I trust that you will stay tuned with us for that today. Our Bible verse for today is Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. This makes all the difference. Even when you are laboring at a very menial task, when you're doing it unto the Lord, you can do it with joy, you can do it with purpose, and there will be a spiritual reward and blessing. And so, whether you're serving in the home, at work, or in the church, you can do it as unto the Lord, and there will be a reward. Let's unite in prayer and ask for that blessing. Father, we thank Thee that there is grace even for the little tasks of life, and we ask that in our decisions, in our service, in our walk and talk, that we will do all as unto the Lord. We ask for Thy blessing today, even upon this program, and that the broadcasting of Thy word will be as unto Thee, and that Thy blessing will be upon it to the hearts of all. We ask, we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. And now we move to our message for today, Paul on the island of Miletus and exercising spiritual gifts.
I want to say that my wife
gifts.
Was very disappointed yesterday. I was looking up the island of Malta, and I had visible on my screen Malta tourism, and she thought I was planning a holiday. She thought that we were going on a trip, and I said, no, dear, this is the island of Melita. Malta, Melita, they are the same. And I was just trying to get a little bit of background information about this island and a little bit of history. Malta is a wonderful summer destination. It has an average temperature of 21 degrees Celsius year-round. It reaches seldom above 30 degrees in the peak of summer. And although it's a very small island of only 120 square miles, 10 miles by 12, the population bulges to over 60,000 people in the summertime. Now today, Malta is one of the smallest members of the European Union. And before that, it was an independent state since 1964. It was on that island that George Bush Sr. met President Gorbachev of Russia, and they signed a treaty that ended the Cold War between US and Russia. It was a country that had political neutrality, and so the two leaders of the superpowers of the world met on that tiny little island. I said it was a neutral country, but its history is filled with colorful war scenes. The Maltese people were awarded by King George VI with the King George Cross for their bravery in their defense of the British Empire. And as a part of the island's long history of wars, Napoleon treacherously invaded the island on his way to march through Egypt. He used it as a base, and the Maltese people detested the French invasion, and it wasn't until 1814, the Treaty of Paris, that Malta was free from the French with the aid of a British navy that blockaded the island, and there was a treaty in Paris that brought Malta into the British Empire. For hundreds of years before that, the island of Malta was under the influence of the Turks and Arabic influence right up through the Crusades, when Malta was a place of refuge to various armies in the Crusades going to the Holy Land, seeking to reclaim it for quote-unquote Christianity in the West. Malta was given a permanent kind of lease from the King of Spain, and there was the Order of the Knights of the Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem instituted on that island, and the Order of Malta, which is a medical order, has continued in perpetuity since then. Now, going away back, of course, when Paul the Apostle arrived on this island, when he was shipwrecked, and it was only after that they came on land that they discovered that the island was Melita, this island was under Roman sway. It was under Roman government, but its people were not Roman, and they were not Greek. You will learn here in Acts 28 that they were called a barbarous people. Chapter 28, verse 2, and the barbarous people. Now, the word barbarous does not refer to their lack of civilization, but to a strange language which they spoke. You'll notice that it says in verse 2 that the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They took them in, they lit a fire, they sought to entertain them and help them through after their shipwreck and the cold, and they were kindly to them. So they were not a savage people, but they were a people of a different tongue. The history of this island is that they were most likely Phoenicians. Some of them may have been extracted from the coasts of Africa. And so they didn't fit into the Greek world. They didn't fit into the Roman world in their language. And in the Greek world, anyone that didn't speak or know their language, they were referred to as a barbarous people. Now, the chief man on the island was a man called Publius. By name, you would understand that he is not a local, he's a Roman. It's a Latin name, Publius. Perhaps he was stationed there to govern the island for the Roman Empire. And it was at Melita, among these people, with 275 others on board, that Paul arrived on this island. Not a life was lost. All found land safely, and all were to 3 months later travel on toward Rome. Now, there are two things that stand out in the short visit, unexpected and unplanned visit, that the apostle made to this island. And number one was the bite of a serpent. The other is the healing ministry that he conducted on the island. Publius' father probably an aged man, was sick of what they term here a bloody flux. I should probably defer to have you ask Ewan after the meeting what that was all about. All I can tell you is the Greek word spells out letter for letter dysentery. So Ewan can explain all about that to you later if you're interested in what would be involved in that kind of disease that he was going through. But when he was healed, countless others from the island also came, and they were healed. Now, what is significant about this? And although I disappointed Beulah in not planning a trip to Malta, and I hope I won't disappoint you tonight by not giving you what you might expect from such a passage about shipwreck, about light in a fire, and all the camp scene that there is there, I want us to talk about apostolic gifts. Because what we have here, when you think about it, is an exact fulfillment of Mark 16:18, where the promise is, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall drink poison. They shall take no harm. They shall raise the dead, and so on. And so what Paul exercises here are apostolic gifts of preservation of life, his own life, and the healing of diseases in the lives of many others. Firstly, he realized the promised use of apostolic gifts. Now, this is important because we're coming to the closing scenes of this man's life. This is AD 61. He is about 3 years away from his execution. And we know that because he died in the year that Rome was burned in that awful persecution of the Christians. They got the blame for the burning of Rome. And that's the year that Paul died under Nero. But he is now in the latter closing time of his earthly ministry. And this promise of apostolic gifts to those disciples who became apostles was that they would perform miracles. Miracles that were promised to them for the establishing of the gospel. In verse 3, you will read the account of this viper that came out of the heat of the fire and fastened onto Paul's hand. Now, there's a few little incidentals that you learn here, that while they were building this fire, Paul didn't look on as a lord and master. He was also gathering sticks with his hands. Paul was a worker. Paul was a servant. And here he got into the action and he got busy gathering the sticks. And while he was doing so, this poisonous viper or serpent attached to one of the logs at first, but when it came near the heat, it jumped from the log onto his hand and attached itself. And the locals, the people of this island of Melita, knew the danger. And of course, knowing the risks, they just waited for Paul to fall dead, or at least for his hand to swell and the pain to take over and the man to cry out in agony. But absolutely nothing happened. Now in verse 4, while they were waiting for a result of this viper in his hand and the poison to go to work, You'll notice their conclusion. In their superstition, they concluded that this man must be a murderer. And they had within them this idea that vengeance always catches up with you. He has done something terrible wrong. And this is payday. Getting paid back for the evil that he has done. But in verse 5, we're told that he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Now that's the exact promise of Mark 16:18. It shall not hurt them. Not even a swelling. Not even an infection. There was absolutely no harm.
This is Ian Gallagher, pastor of our church. I trust the Lord is already speaking to your heart through this message, Paul at Miletus using apostolic gifts. But the thing that you will notice is that he did not use the use of tongues. That's the point that's coming up. If not today, it's coming up tomorrow, that while Paul used gifts and was blessed with the power of gifts, there is no mention in this passage that he spoke with this ability to speak with tongues. He was free from poison. He was able to heal. But there's no mention here of speaking in tongues. And so much for the charismatics and the hyper-Pentecostals that insist that unless you're speaking in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Well, Paul proves otherwise. So stay tuned with us for the next segment of this message, and I trust the Lord will continue to minister to your heart as we're looking at the life of the Apostle Paul. May the Lord minister to you, fill your heart with grace today, in Jesus' name.
Now that's the first use of apostolic gift or protection. The second is the healing. This man, Publius, his father, in verse 8. And of course, after he is healed, and in verse 9, the news spreads, and they come from across the island, and many of the islanders were healed. And again, this is a perfect fulfillment of the promise of Mark 16:18. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You can look it up in your Bible, Mark 16:18. Now this record of Paul's ministry in the island of Melita, it is a testimony of Paul's real apostleship. And this is so important, because back in Corinth, where he had ministered, there were men calling themselves super apostles, pseudo apostles. They were deceivers, and they were saying Paul was no apostle. And the debate went back and forth, and Paul rehearsed the sufferings and his infirmities in which he gloried. But he also had the real marks of apostleship in the miracles that he did perform. Now note too that Paul stayed on this island, as the others did, for 3 months. He's not like some faith healers that come to town today and they're out of town tomorrow before the hypnotic effects of the previous meeting wear off. That's how some faith healers work today. They go from city to city to city and they return every few years when people forget about the trick that they played the last time. When Benny Hinn came to Vancouver 2 summers ago, there were the ambulances that were bringing people to the GM place where the meeting was held, with high expectation that people were going to be healed. Well, of course, the ambulances were just as much needed to take those poor critters back to hospital again. After his performance, there were certain claims of healing. But such are just the phony. And then he's out of town, doesn't have to live with all the smashed hopes and the delusions and the confusion that is left in people's minds, and of course the dishonor that is done to the Lord's name. Paul was there for 3 months. The Bible tells us that by their fruits ye shall know them. Time is the great test of reality. Paul's miracles and healing were genuine. They were real. And so there is the fulfillment of the promise of apostolic gifts. I want you to notice, too, my second point here. He practiced the humble use of apostolic gifts. In the first incident, Paul was very matter of fact in this viper that latched to his hand and then it threw it off into the fire. Nothing happened. You'll notice that the people's superstitious ideas, first of all, they thought he was a murderer when they saw the viper on his hand. Then when nothing happened, it says on down, verse 6, that they changed their minds and said that it was that he was a god, because nothing happened to him. Now, most charlatans would play on that opportunity. They would ride the crest of the wave of the ignorance of the people, allowing them to put Paul on a pedestal. Paul did no such thing. He was very, very matter of fact, and he by no means allowed them to call him a god and refer to him as some higher being. He continued to minister to these people at Melita. They returned goods of support. Paul accepted practical gifts in exchange for the spiritual benefit that he was providing. He did all of that. But he continued as an exemplary prisoner. Never refused his position as a prisoner. He never led a revolt against the few Roman soldiers that were available to guard them. He continued his ministry when he got back to Rome in a jail. And he went on to stand before Nero in chains. He did not seek to use these apostolic gifts to opt out of what was God's will for his life. Now, God had revealed to Paul that he would stand before Nero. He revealed to Paul that he had to suffer for the gospel's sake. Paul was not going to now to take the apostolic gifts and to opt out of what was God's will for him. It takes a spiritual man to do that. It takes a spiritual man to properly use the gifts of God. The greatest test of a man's spirituality is power. You give a man power, and you'll soon discover where his loyalties lie. You'll soon discover what is in his heart. Paul had apostolic gifts, but he submitted humbly to the will of God. And how often through his teaching letters, Paul emphasized this need of humility. In Philippians, he talked about esteeming others better than yourselves. Referring to the Lord Jesus, although he was God, became man. And his theme constantly was the need for humility in the Lord's church. And that is so important. So important. God cannot use us unless we can handle in a humble fashion his gifts, position, power, opportunity, service. If those things turn to pride, they ruin us and they ruin the cause of the Lord. How often it happens. How often the church hurts and is hindered by that pride. Paul was greatly sickened by those men back in Corinth who called themselves super apostles. What carnality, and how he wrote of the carnality of the very thinking of it. And here he is with these apostolic gifts, but in humility, he's a prisoner. He's a witness. He's a preacher of the word in chains, in bonds. And so he practiced the humble use of apostolic gifts. I wish I could say that for the charismatic church today. This is the thing that error always runs to seed. And in the charismatic church, in the charismatic world, pride comes in. And men can't handle the power. But true spirituality enjoys submission or displays submission. That's the proof of true spirituality.
And this is Let the Bible Speak. I trust you've been blessed today. If you'd like a recording of this message, then certainly send for us. We'll send it to you. A CD is available, and we will get it to you in the mail. Give us a call. We'll be delighted to help you in any way we can. This is Ian Gollaher, pastor, minister of our church, and I trust that you will be a regular listener here to Let the Bible Speak, and that you'll join us tomorrow for part two of this message on apostolic gifts. Paul on the island of Miletus. Thank you for being with us, and stay tuned now for the following announcements. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. Call me, please, at 604-897-2040. For all the details of our broadcasts across Canada, go to ltbs.ca.
This broadcast comes to you today from the Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale, located at 18790 58th Avenue, Surrey, at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca, and there you can find gospel articles, links to our sermons, a gospel booklet called A New Beginning, and a link to watch our services online. You're warmly invited to attend any of our Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. to meet with us as we worship God and to hear the preaching of His precious word. We also meet for Bible study and prayer every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Our Sunday School for Children and Adult Bible class meet every Lord's Day at 9:30 a.m. from September to June. You can contact us at 604-567-1091. Alternatively, you can email me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. Again, for all this information, please visit our website at cloverdalefpc.ca. Our burden is that you will hear and understand the gospel that will bring you to know the Lord Jesus Christ and His great salvation. This is Pastor Andrew Fitton. Thank you for listening today. And be sure to listen Monday to Friday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our one-hour church service as we worship the Lord through the ministry of His Word.